Seru Meir. And again, that his din is Miskila, Chol Yisrael, Yishmu Yiro. So Mar and Sanhedrin Darshins is a din Achraza by his Misa, that everyone should know why he was killed. And the question is, why is from the Pasuk that there's obviously a lesson for Kol Yisrael from the Ben Sayer of Meir. It's different from other kind of Einshin. There's certain Einshin where it's a practical thing. You did an Avera, he gets a Einish. But in the Ben Sayer of Meir, the limud of the Parsha is a limud the Kol Yisrael. There's something about it that's Nageya for everyone to hear about. The question is, why is it Nageya to call Yisrael the Parsha of Ben Sayer Umayya? We'll start off on the easier light, the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says a very big Yisrael. He asked the question, why does it say, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro? It should say, V'chol Habanim Yishmu V'yiro. Who is the Sakan in the Ben Sayer Umayya? The child. Teenagers, as this is a parsha for teenagers, that's when it happens, the parsha ben Sayer Umayr. So he said, all the teenagers of Klal Yisrael should hear this parsha and learn it. Why is it saying, V'chol Yisrael? As he says, it's coming to teach us a very important lesson. He says, Klal Yisrael have an atiyah that we feel we're banim shel Hashem, and we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on us. And at the end of the day, Hashem's going to take care of us. We come in to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we're going to daven, we're going to give a little bit staka, we're going to do a little bit chizuk. We don't have to do so much real tshuva because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel Molei Rachamim. He's our Father, and we know a Father has rachmanis on his son. Azot the Kli Yakar, that's why Parshas Ben Sayer Umayr is before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because it's coming to teach us a big insight in life. Don't think Hashem loves us, He loves every Yid, as therefore we can get away with murder. There's a parsha in the Torah that a father takes his son and he brings him to Beis Din and he kills him. There are some children where it's Ava V'chemla to be Ma'anishim, to teach him a different Derech HaChayim. As that's the powerful lesson of Parshas Ben Sayer Umayr, that we're coming to, it's Yimei Elul, it's Yimei Rosh Hashanah, it's Yimei Yom Kippur. Let's take it seriously. It's a big opportunity to make a change. We gotta wanna make a change. We gotta feel it's important to make a change. Yes, Hashem is Molei Rachamim, but we need to improve. That's the Mahalach of the Yachar, Shema Mahalach. We want to focus in more on the Mahalach of the Ramban. The Ramban says, because the Sakana of a Ben Sayer Umayr is, it's a very contagious lifestyle. If you see someone living a life of Ben Sayer Umayr, who's a Zayla, the Saive, it's a very, very dangerous thing for every Yid. Because when people see people that are Zayla, the Saive, it has a tremendous hashpa on other people. As therefore it says, you have to be machriz. You have to tell the whole Klal Yisrael what the Sefer of Ben Sayer Umayr to teach us. This is a powerful lesson. As we see something very interesting in the Ramban, we see that the Chaim of a Ben Sayer Umayr is very mashpia on the Sefer. It could pull in. It used to be what was the Nisyanus of Klal Yisrael. Years ago, there was the Nisyanus of becoming a Noitzri of the Crusades. Then it switched over to the Haskalah movement. And that was the big Yetzirah, that everyone, you should be Haskalah, Chochmah. They gave out books. Originally, when they gave out the books of the Haskalah movement, they were nice stories and mysteries and Baba Mises. And as time went on, they started to put in kfira, and slowly, slowly, they stole the yeshiva bachrim away and started reading a nice book for a chill. And then, unfortunately, the literature got worse and worse, and the effect it had got worse and worse, that even the Rosh Yeshivas and the Gedolim weren't prepared for what happened. The tremendous damage of the Haskalah movement. But the Yetzer Hara is always Mishana Levush. He always changes. Every Dar has its Yetzer Hara. And our Dar, the Yetzer Hara, is not the Haskalah movement. That's not what we're suffering from. In our Dar, one of the big, tremendous Yetzer Haras that we have to deal with is the Derech HaChayim of the Zeilo Nisayve. Kilu, to be into Tanugei Olam Haba and coveted Olam Haba. Tanugim means Tanugei Achila Vishtiya, being into having life and its full comfort, being into having been very famous, very popular, which is also an enjoyment. This is the lifestyle of a Ben Sayer Umayra, which pulls people in. And it's a tremendous Nisayim. At Heichan Advar Megiyim, we have to make an announcement to the Kol Klal Yisrael, and we see it b'chush. Bisman Hazeh, the Nisayim, is 80 times, maybe even more than that, from what it used to be. Because it used to be people didn't see anyone else's lifestyle. You didn't see the wealthy lifestyle. You didn't see the enjoyable lifestyle. But nowadays, everyone has total access to it. And even if you don't have a computer, just the literature that Bachurim read over Shabbos, the magazines that people see, just from the advertisements, Pasha, you could have a whole Tshuvas HaChayim for what life, quote unquote, in their world is, what life really is about. All you have to just see the advertisements that are done, and you could push it, it could pull you away. Kolshkein over a computer, that you have access to the outside world in a way we didn't have until now, as watching, not even watching us in the Gestalt. Zoyl Veseve, Basar V'yayin. He's not eating, doesn't say he's going to Rabbanut Hashkacha. Basar V'yayin, he's eating mamish, glat kosher, glat oaf, badatz, spine, mamish badatz, edach haredes. But in the realms of society, there are dangers in society. So what does that mean? That means I can't eat basar, I can't drink wine. No, of course you could eat basar and drink wine. There are actually times it's a mitzvah, any Shabbos, that basar v'yayin. It means you have to know how to use it properly. You have to know how to live with it properly. You have to make sure it shouldn't damage you. And that's the sikun, the dangers of a ben seyer umayer. It shows us a lifestyle. The Tariq Bir, the Gemara says, we kill him al shem seyfei. Maybe he'll do tshuva. Oh, it's suffering nefashos lahakel. Mechitesi, you can kill a guy al shem seyfei. It's so burr, the seif is going to happen. What did the guy do? He zoylel b'seyve. Rather, what does it mean? Rashi, it means he drinks wine till he gets shikr. I know a lot of bachurim that get drunk. As I would think he'd be a Ben Sayer Umayra, like, come on, what's so terrible? We just need to dance well at a simcha. We'll be more levendig. I need a little chill. It's okay. Like, what's so wrong with that? And sometimes, Bemis, it isn't wrong. It's just how you do it. And it's very adin and very edel. It's a very small, like the Bali Musa used to love to say, Ein bein gehen, gan eden le gehenem, ele tuchur asayim. Sometimes it could be the exact pull-up. Two guys are doing it. One guy's doing it, and he's walking in Gan Eden. And one guy's doing it, and Nebuch, he crossed the pass of the line. Because it's a very adin, very edel line. But it's very important to know what it is, and to know where it is. And that is B'Oifin Zeh. Zog the Ramban, he upteaches us. What's the sikun of a Ben Sayer Umayra, the Ramban, and the Eben Ezra explain? The sikun is, what is the lifestyle? What are you reidif in life? I want a life male tanugim, male ashiris. Why? Why do I want to be rich? Because I want a life male tanugim, male good things in Olam Hazeh. That's my redifa. That's where my koiches are going. The more your lifestyle is there, the more that's your redifa. That's what's in your heart. That's where you're heading to. The more dangerous you are to get pulled away from your chias. And this is something so edel. It's like the Askola movement. It started with little books. Okay, so I'm enjoying the book. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes it's okay. A book, you need to chill, you relax, it's okay. But sometimes there's stuff that's in there that you don't realize where it could pull you to. And that's the danger that a person has to realize. He always has to keep himself very straight. What's the important thing? What am I running after in life? And what am I running after in life means what's really important to me. And that's the limud of Ben Sayer Umayrer, the Kol Klal Yisrael. The wrong lifestyle can bring us very far away. As this is a Gemaldik limud of one of the angles of tshuva that a person is supposed to work on Ella. What are we supposed to do tshuva for? So, a lot of people say, you know, you're supposed to do tshuva for Bittul Torah, you're supposed to do tshuva for Lashon Hara, and they happen to be very right. It's very important to work on the pratim, because the pratim really do make a difference. But there is another angle of tshuva, which is a very deep level of tshuva. And that is, instead of just working on the pratim, we're not saying not to, it is important, but there's a very deep angle of tshuva to go to the shrushin. Why taka? Doesn't it bother me, Bittul Torah, so much? Why taka could I speak Lashon Hara and it doesn't? Why taka could I miss my Kriya Shema? And I could be like, okay, I'm a regular yeshiva bachur, that's okay. Everyone does that. Why? Why? Why do I feel this way? What's the shayrish? Because there's one tshuva, maisa, but then there's another tshuva going to the shayrish. And if we go to the shayrish, could be everyone's different, but by many people, the shayrish is because one group. The remez of Elul is ani l'doidi. The question is, where is ani? Who am I? What's important to me? What's my shifas in life? What's burning inside of me? What's my desire? What is my big shifa? What's my goal in life? What do I really want in life? What's pushing me in the morning to get up every day, throughout my day? What's pushing me in life? What are my shifas in life? Elo, the tshuva is a very important step. It's a zman to be mechazik in what am I looking for in life? Where am I heading in life? The tshuva is ani l'doyim. That's where I gotta go. That's what I'm here for. And that's actually the best thing for me. Rav Gusman said that Rav Shimon used to speak to the Bachman about Avraham in the morning. You should daven that you should be a Talmud Chacham. And he wanted to see if his Rebbe was like Gilu real. I'm not saying you should do this, I get all your opinion, but he said the problem was Rav Shimon. Shimon Shkup, he davened close to the Bina, not close to the Aron HaKodesh. Because when he used to daven, he used to put his head by the Aron HaKodesh. So no one could see how he was davening. Because if Guskin was Yeshiva Shechev Ramat, what did he do? He climbed in behind the Aron HaKodesh to see his Rebbe how he davens. Stop. Just the shifa of a bachur, the way he looks at a Rebbe, is nifledik. Nowadays, would a bachur want to like sneak on his Rebbe to see like what he's doing quietly when he's davening? He said, see what? Wow, I want to know. He said, the tears of Rav Shimon Shkup, when he davened Avraham, he kept it, no one on the outside could see. But when he snuck in and he saw, he used to tell bachurim, you're davening for your life. Because without Torah, you don't have a life. When you're davening for Torah, it's like Kasveinu L'chaim, Melech Chofetz B'chaim. Because Torah is our life of Ruchnius. as he used to say it in Shmuzin, he was a yeshiva bachur, like all of us. He said, you know, that's the way you talk. That's the way. One time he snuck into his Rebbe and he heard the way he davened. He said, Pashit, you felt like a man was davening for dear life. That is what Elul is about, to be machazik or ani l'doidi as a person. And it's much, much easier than you think. Because the Chaimis Alvavis says such a powerful line, Ma'at or doicha harbe choyshech. With a little bit of hispaininess, you could build yourself in an unbelievable way. The Gemara speaks about people, yesh koine elamai b'sho achas. 1 second, but it went in so deep. They listened, they heard, they took it to heart. Zogde Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva, there are 6 ways to be Chayza B'Tshuva. And one of the 6 ways of being Chayza B'Tshuva, Zogde Rabbeinu Yoina, is hearing Divrei Musar, Divrei Toichacha, and taking it to the leg. B'rege Echad, Yoha L'Shanes V'Liyos Adam Ach. That's the koyach of listening. As you're all hearing, you're all listening, take it to heart. We could make a big change this hour. We could change what my ani is. Who am I? What am I? What is my shifa in life? That's a step one in the avoida of Elo. We see the sikun of a ben sayra rumayra. Somebody where the shifa, the ani is, oh, okay, where'd you go for vacation? I went to this hotel, and I got this massage, and I listened to this music, and you have to see the food that I ate. I mean, you have to hear about it, sorry. You have to hear what we had. Whoa. It was momish out of this world. And guys are talking right. It takes them out of the world they're supposed to be in. It's out of this world. That's the sikun of a ben zayirma. So does that mean, okay, so today I'm back to bread and water. Pas b'melech toichal, mayim b'mishur v'tishta. No, you should eat good food. You should enjoy your food. It's okay, you gotta function. Rabbeinu Yoina himself in Shari Tshuva, the one who writes about Tshuva, says it's important to be nene from the oichal, that you should be able to have chizik to continue. But the question is, is it a lifestyle? Is it a derech achayim? A ben sayru umayru, we're not choshesh she's going to do tshuva. Because there's 2 kinds of choytim. There's a choyte b'mikre. Once in a while I do something wrong. I speak Lashon Hara. Once in a while. Once in a while I speak Lashon Hara. I'll do tshuva. Then there's someone, it's his derech achayim. He comes back to the dira at night. Guys, you have to hear the hak. You're not going to believe what happened. I have such geshmak and news to tell you. He has everyone with him, wrapped around his finger, the Balei Lashon Hara. It's a derech achayim. He poshet, looks for it, lives it, and he needs it, because then there's a ben sayru umayru. It's not just once in a while he's having a good time. It became a derech achayim. It's much, much harder to be chayza b'tshuva. Elo is when we're choyze b'tshuva even on a derech achayim. Because in any derech achayim we have, we really could be choyze for. A ben sayru umayr is nenash because the probability of him being choyze is very small. It became a derech achayim, and he's damaging the people around him when they see his lifestyle. As therefore we have to stop it. But there is always the possibility for every one of us. There are bachrim in yeshiva, you'll excuse me, they're bnei seder umayr. Their lifestyle really damages the people around them, because they're not taking the yeshiva seriously, they're not listening to the rules, and it's a big nisayon for all of us that are in the yeshiva that want to shtayg and grow. Now, I'm not telling you should go recycle them. This is not Mises Besdin time. That's not the tikkun. But The tikkun is we have a tremendous kayach. And this is the kayach that we want to discuss. What is the tikkun? As it says, a ben sayer u'mayrer is einay shemeya b'kol aviv v'ima. The Aruch Chaim makes a deal and says a big yisoy. And this is something that bothered me so much until I found this Aruch Chaim. He says, the Lashon of the Torah is einenu shemeya b'kayach. Double nun. He says, why do you need two nuns in the word? Say, eino shemeya b'kayach. It's telling you a ben sayer u'mayrer is not possible for him to hear. Why is it not possible for him to hear? He reached a certain point in life where you talk to him and it doesn't go in. Sometimes you talk to Bachrim and you feel like you're talking to the wall. As we found, the Aruch Chaim, he talks about those people. You talk to them, you're pashut talking to the wall. Why? A zuk there. Why is a person that way? Kisha adam mamlech b'toicha yetzahara. When a person does chatayim, he doesn't realize what goes on deep in his subconscious. Ki ayetza, what he does is nishla mimenu hayidia vashmiya me'anemer alam. Ki ayetza oimir amavteach alev u'meimea advarim. One of the kunzim of the yetzahara is he sits on your lev and he doesn't let you absorb. He doesn't let you hear what someone is saying to you. You know those guys, they come into shmuzim. As soon as, you know, you talk to them, divrei gishmak olamdis, good. As soon as you start talking musar, they have a way of turning themselves off. Like they push you go into space land when you start talking to them musar. Some guys, they're willing to listen to some musar, but when they start a certain kind of a musar, they know, okay, that one, change the channel, so turn off. Why is it that way? Azok the Aruch Chaim. Because when a person does a certain amount of Averis or different Averis, he puts the Yetzirah on his Mafteach HaLev. And he says in the Gevaldig Mashal, he says there was a Melech that he wanted to have strong guys guarding him. So he got these Ganovim that were these real big tough guys and he brought them as his bodyguards for the palace. He said there were people that wanted to come into the Melech and they wanted to tell the Melech about these Ganovim, how much money they stole from them, that the Melech should don them. Do you think these Ganovim, and the situation was, whenever someone wants to come in, you have to tell the guard why you want to go in. As these Tmimis, nice guys, walk over to the Melech's guards, and they say, there are Ganovim who stole from us, and we have Edim who they are, and we want to get into the Melech. Do you think these guards are going to let them in? Of course not. Hear the Ganovim. He says, the Yetzirah sits on Mavtechei Alev. He knows if you hear a Musa Shmuz, he's gone. He's got no hope. As what does he do? What many Yeshiva Bachrim do. As soon as we start hearing Musa, he flips it off. He turns you. How does he turn you off? Okay, let's start thinking about where I'm eating now. Let's start thinking about where I'm going for Shabbos. Let's start thinking about my mother. I have to cook. Anything in the world, you'll just space into mamish space. Just don't hear the musa shmuz. That's what the Yetzirah does. That's his trick. So why are we learning what the trick of the Yetzirah is? Because if you know how he's working, you know how to overcome it. You know how you overcome it. When he starts making you space out, you open a Musa Sefer, and it's like, okay, it's Elul, gotta learn Musa, and you open up the Musa Sefer, and all of a sudden you start spacing out, because he doesn't want anything to go in. You realize that's his tactic. Open up your lathe. Listen, focus, work on it. Try to listen, try to internalize. Try to take it to heart. That's his tactic. Bidiyuk. Some people won't even go to a shmuz, won't even open a musa sefer. Open it up. Absorb. Realize this is my lifesaver. This is going to change my life. This is what I need. When you open your heart, yesh koinai lamai b'sho. As the Ben Sairu Meirer, he's Eina Shemeya La'ave V'imai. He's Eina Shemeya Teichacha. We got nothing to do with such a guy. You try talking to a bacher, you try talking to a younger man, somebody who's working. You got to work on this. If the guy doesn't listen to you, he's not going to be Chayzer B'tshuva. You need someone that's coming with open ears, open heart. I want to hear what you have to say. But that's the deal. The Lashon of the Medrash is Shimu Utchi Nafshechem. You go to a doctor. There was someone, he hadn't been to a doctor in many years. Finally, he couldn't handle anything. He goes to the doctor and he says, okay, my head's hurting. He says, no problem. I have something, extra strength Tylenol works great for headaches. He says, doc, my hand's hurting. He says, no problem. I have vulture, the cream, you rub it in, it goes away. He says, my stomach, I have stomach pains. The doctor says, no problem. Pepto-Bismol, it works great. He says, doc, my feet, their mom is sure. Oh, to do this. My legs, ingrown toe, vachule. He came out 50 prescriptions. Oh, Imamish hadn't been there. Oh. A month later, the guy died. Why? Because the doctor treated all the outer effects, but the doctor didn't check him in bifnim what's going on. As sometimes we do tshuva, okay, a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit there. But the shayrish, and we have 50, but the shayrish we're not fixing. One of the big shirashim is up the medrash. There is one thing, you could have makis of tuma from your head to your feet. You could be tummy full of averis. Shimu utchi nafshechem. There is one thing that could cure. Shimu, listen. Open up your hearts. Listen, try to improve. Want to improve, want to hear how you could improve. And then it's one ritia, it's one band-aid that cures every part of your body. And that's why at the end of the parsha, we finish with Bechiyas HaMoed. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, there were two groups that heard, Amalekis and Yisrael. When the Yin left Mitzrayim, everyone was telling, wow, Hashem Ein Nisim! Wow, Hashem is amazing! Amalek heard the news. What did they do? Okay, guys, put on your weapons. We're attacking it. We can't have Hashem running the world. As Vayavai Amalek. There's someone else, Vayishma Yisrael. He came and he became a Yisrael. Two people heard the same news. They mamish listened to the same radio station. They got the same newspaper. They heard the same news. One person's reaction was, this is too much for me. This is gonna change my lifestyle in a way I can't handle. I'm fighting it to the T. I'm putting on my sword, I'm gonna fight this. I'm gonna make fun of it. I'm gonna put it down. I'm gonna put down all the frum people. I'm gonna put down all the frum guy. I'm gonna fight it with hands and nails. And I'm not gonna fight it with my knife. I'll fight it with my tongue, which is like a sword. And then there's another person. Wow, the whole Am came out of Mitzrayim because Hashem, I want to be a part of that. As Amalek at the end of the parsha, Timcha is Zecher Amalek. If you don't know how to listen, if you fight it, as the end's going to be, Timcha is Zecher Amalek. Nothing's going to be left of. But on the other hand, Vayishma Yisra, Yisra is the parsha of Kabbalah Satayra. The Yidin said, Naseh V'Nishma. Nishma is Kabbalah Satayra. We got to hear. David Ram says something so powerful. He says, the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael of twice a day because of this medrash that we saw. Being that Shimu Tchi Nafshechem, hearing, is the shayrish of growing, as therefore we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, twice a day. Shema Yisrael!
Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem runs the world. Twice a day we say to ourselves, hear. What is the last pasuk in Malchiyos? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ani Ledoidi. He runs the world, he's everything in the world, he's my future, and I better get my act together. Not only I better, I want to. Ani Ledoidi. The Ben Soirim Umayrim are the Einenu Shoimeyaz. And then you have the Shema Yisrael. As Hashem Yazor, we should hear the words, take it to heart. And Hashem should plant in our hearts. All of us want to grow, we want to stay together. Atfilah Hashem, He should plant in our hearts. We should listen, we should hear, we should want to grow together. And Hashem should give us the siyata deshmaya, that the Shmia, the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu should penetrate so deep. And we should have a zman of Aliyah together. We should learn the lessons of the Ben Sayyidu Meir. We should be Shemeya Hated, and we should be Zaycha. Tremendously, the Ezes Hashem, to be Mis'ala and Mis'Bayim, to be Chayza B'Tshuva, to come back to Hashem, to build Ashifas Achayim. What's your dream? What's your aspiration? You don't have to go to a Kunzitz, you don't have to go to a Shabbos away to have it. You could build it right now. What's your dream? What's your aspirations in life? What's your goals? It's biyadcha to build it. It may not need a mili. And Elul is the zman hamisugul biyaisa, that it should go in its deepest way. Achash al beis Hashem beisay avakish. Shifti beis Hashem kol yemei chayav. Lachsois benoyem b'Hashem. Every one of you should see the ne'imus of Hashem. Stop looking for the ne'imus in other angles in life. And all the tanugim of Olam Hazeh, and start seeing the ne'imos of Dveikus Hashem. Achzis b'noyim Hashem, u'levaker be'yicholay. We should all be zeicha and biyach.
Thank you, Shkei.
Yeah, he just...